Nikos Roussas from the DCU FinTech Innovation Center. And how's the conference going for you?
It's great. It's a bunch of great minds. I think really enthusiastic, innovation-focused people. And so the hallway conversations and water cooler talk has been great.
Any highlights for you? Anything stand out for you? Or
you know, there was a really great speakers throughout the event. So it's hard to choose one or two, but I think there were some really cool analogies. One of the ones on AI with John Best, they were talking about transformational opportunities, and they talked about when cars were just on the road with horse and buggy. And that was a lot of fun to think about.
Oh my gosh. All right, you want to talk about... That wasn't funny.
You're cracking up everybody.
I know. Well, we're trying. We're trying to entertain here. Let's see here. How financial institutions can partner with pre-revenue fintechs. This is that's a really hot topic right now. So give us a quick overview. We'll talk about a couple of takeaways here.
Yeah, sure. So what we wanted to address in this topic was how an institution can actually engage with a pre-revenue startup. But I think to kick it off, the important question is why. And why is it important for the industry?
Right.
And so there are fantastic minds and entrepreneurs who are developing technology out of great urban centers and universities throughout the country.
Right.
And credit unions, because of their size, because of their openness, because of their collaboration, are fantastic first partners for entrepreneurs and to help them get going. And if we can open ourselves up to make it easier to get started with fintechs, we can draw more talent in, better, smarter talent to solve more and more of our problems and advance the entire industry.
Because this is what you're experiencing every day the center.
That's exactly right.
So, I've been there. It's really a cool place. Yeah. There's this really cool vibe that's there. Something's happening. You know, something's brewing. So it's really neat to be there. And so, but originally, when the fintechs were kind of making their presence known, especially to the financial services industry, there was a fear of fintechs. Now I think that tide is turning to more of a partnership.
So it's so there's a big world in fintech, and you're going to get a little bit of everything. And so there are certain slices that are going to be competitions, but there's a much more impactful slice that really wants to work with enterprise. And so I think there was a big shift of B2C in the last generation of technology. And I think that's going away. And now there's more and more entrepreneurs who are realizing that a B2B engagement is a better business model to go after. And so they're open in their willingness and they're focused on FIs. So it's just a matter of where they point their product and customer.
And from the fintech's perspective, this is like you were talking about before the recording, is that this is a pathway to our industry. There's lots of business to be had. Because once you get a couple of credit unions, a lot of them will follow suit, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's just an amazing feature of the credit union industry. Yeah. And that when you get one customer, that they're your evangelist and your recruiter and your salesman, and they'll help you get connected to their friends.
Right.
And that doesn't happen in a lot of places.
That's true.
Yeah.
Credit unions, that's kind of our, I think what Jim Nussle calls our superpower, the collaboration that we do. So, I mean, there's so many benefits to fintechs partnering with financial institutions, credit unions in this case. So
for sure.
That's pretty cool. So what's the process when they come to you?
Yep.
What's the process that gets that ball rolling to get them and then ultimately connecting with a credit union?
Yeah, absolutely. So so it starts with engagement. And we have a process that we've innovated at the center, and it's connect, learn, engage, validate, innovate. And the connect and learn is much like what you would do at a conference. You put the right people in the room together, you learn what each other are doing, and hopefully that causes a spark to say, I'm going to spend some real time with this person.
Right.
What we found early on in the center, and I think multiple organizations and startups, they want to immediately chase the opportunity. So where's the fit? How are you going to make something happen? Right? Everyone wants to go for impact right off the bat. But when you're talking about a startup that doesn't have a product in the market and isn't proven, what you're really doing is partnering two people. The literal person within the organization and the entrepreneur have to form a personal connection to believe in each other. They have to know what they want, right? Where their organization's North Stars are, as related to the product and why they want to engage. And if you build that rapport, if you build that confidence in the person, and you have to build that understanding between the organizations, then great things will happen as a result. But it starts with that.
Yep.
And so the center is there to facilitate that over time with organizations that we bring in, certainly DCU, but also others.
Yep.
So the talk today was saying, if you're not part of an innovation center and you don't have that opportunity, what are some of the things that you can do to get that same impact and drive successful relationships for yourself?
Do you have a couple of success stories? Because I remember I interviewed some folks working with CU Student Choice that went through your center.
That's right.
A couple of companies that work for, I can't recall their names off the top of my head.
Edmund and Futurefield.
Yeah.
I
mean, just great stories.
Yeah.
Can you provide an example or two? Or like?
We have
two?
A lot. So I'm not going to take up all your airtime because
just,
I'm like a proud parent. We've got a bunch of fantastic startups. So Project Finance is developing a new online and mobile banking solution centered around financial health and wellness. So right on target with credit union's missions. And that's a design for DCU and credit union solution. We also have one called Posh. They're doing next generation AI technology for chatbots, telephone banking.
Yeah.
You'll hear a lot about them in the future.
Okay.
So good, exciting stuff. We've got Regora is another recent success story of a soon-to-be-grad center. So they do workflow automation for the appraisal process. They just raised capital from Spark Capital, one of the most prestigious VC firms in the country. They funded Twitter and many others. Yeah, and so they're going to bust out of the gate soon. And I can go on and on. Yeah. And so that's awesome for us. In the talk today, we also had Kevin Landell from Patelco. And he doesn't have an innovation center to access. He went out to the community, met some interesting people, invited them in, had these conversations, talked about his opportunity, and they ended up launching a great AI solution to educate their employees about all the efforts that were happening by Patelco. So much cheaper, more effective, better quality of service because of that. So this idea of connecting with fintechs can happen by anyone, from anyone, if you're willing to open up that conversation.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really exciting. And we can help organizations come in and connect to some awesome pre-selected people. But what we want is everyone to do their best effort to have a good engagement process with
no
fintechs.
Doubt. Yeah, and for the fintechs out there watching, what do they need to do to connect with you? For example, what do they need to do to connect with your, how do they get involved,
yeah.
or how do they get part of your center and then connect with digital or any other credit union out there?
Thank you. So we have an open application process, so twice per year in spring and in fall, we open up a fairly easy application. And then we bring people in to interview. And if you qualify, which is a startup that's raised less than $1 million, you are pre-revenue and a team less than 5 people in the US, we will invite you into the center, assuming you're one of the 8 or 10 best for that class and that cohort. So it's pretty competitive.
Yeah,
we got some smart people. And once you're into the center, we support you through free space, mentorship, advice, connections to customers, and hopefully all of the resources that you need, other than funding, to be able to bring a product to market.
And so what are some of the things that you look for when you bring them into interview? And are there certain qualifications or certain prerequisites besides all the other things that you mentioned?
Yep.
It's like, so hey, has this person got it together, or is he just kind of a pie in the sky type of thing, you know?
Very first one.
Really?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
It's all about the entrepreneur.
Okay.
So obviously what they're doing matters to a large extent, but we know with pre-revenue startups, you're likely going to pivot. And that pivot can be small, but it can be also pretty substantial.
Yeah.
And so we're not betting on the exact product that you're developing. We're betting on you as an entrepreneur and your ability to grow a business to how what we found out is really impactful and correlated to success. Is one's ability to be coached, how well you listen,
yeah,
and how, and that, yeah.
yeah.
And so if we put lots of customer opportunities and mentor opportunities in front of you? Mm-hmm. Are you really hearing and learning and advancing your skill set and perspective because of that?
Yeah.
And if you have that attitude, you will succeed in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's in part what we're looking for.
Okay.
Obviously, brilliant minds who know the space inside and out of technology is a plus.
A little bit. That's a little minor thing there. So I assume your success rate is pretty high going through this kind of vetting process, I would think, because you have lots of success stories to share, so I'm sure that the rate is pretty high as well.
We're really excited by what's happened with our startups, and so especially at the stage of companies that we're working with, which I mentioned earlier, are really early.
Mm-hmm.
We've got two women who are recognized by Forbes as women changing the shape of financial services, and that includes the founder and CEO of, not founding family, Abby Johnson of Fidelity, Elevest, and others were on that, and the two youngest startups were from our center.
Wow.
So we have now all these national benchmarks recognizing the quality of entrepreneurs in our space, which is really cool.
So when they come in and they apply, I'm kind of stuck in the application process here, but I'm super interested in this. So when they apply, is one of their other prerequisites that they're willing to work with credit unions?
Absolutely not.
It's just the door's wide open for
the door's
anything.
Wide open, okay. Yeah. So gotcha. we are a mission-focused and impact-focused organization. And so our mission is to get the best and brightest minds working within our sectors of fintech,
mm-hmm.
which is banking, financial health and wellness, payments, personal finance, and then advanced technologies in fintech. So that's blockchain, crypto, and AI.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But if they wanted to work with a credit union, you're
absolutely.
Pretty close to
it. Yep,
it's
a good place
to
be.
One. Yeah. Pretty close to a pretty big one.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else we should know about this? Where can we find out more information? Where can folks go and check
you.
It out?
So go to dcufintech.org.
Okay.
And that's some information about the site, but I'm on LinkedIn. Reach out. You can find me. The spelling will probably be down below.
I'll get it.
And just say that you're a fintech and we can connect.
Vasilios Roussas, DCU Fintech Innovation Center, located in Boston, Massachusetts. It's a really cool place. And if you want to start up a business, that's the man to talk to.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.